everybody's standing up for the seventh inning stretch. What do you got to say?
Oh, I've got this to say. It's been quite a game. But now, here comes the seventh inning stretch. Wonder what that Dodger fan down there is thinking about, Jer.
Shh.
Let's steal a listen, huh?
That time again. The seventh inning. Oh, it's a nice time in a ball game. Stand. And stretch. And kind of look around the ballpark. A few things you haven't noticed during the first part of the game. Could sure tell the home fans from the visitors. Spot the lucky fans, too. No wonder they call it the lucky seventh. A lot of lucky smokers. Can't think of a better light-up time. Boy, that tastes good. Light up a lucky yourself. You know, they say luckies taste better. Tell you what you'll say. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Well, now the Gladys Goodings has supplied us with a little hand-clapping music. Let's take a look up at the scoreboard and see how things stand. For Brooklyn, 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors. And for Chicago, 2 runs, 1 hit. They've committed 1 error. We go to the last of the seventh inning. It's Hodges coming up to the plate now and stepping right back up. A lucky strike, Jerry Dock.
Okay, Al. Hodges had a real good night so far. Walk, doubled, and hit a home run. Gill's average has moved from 344 to 352. And he's been on base 6 times in a row. 2 doubles, 2 home runs, and 2 walks. Takes a curve on the inside corner for a strike. At the end of 8, Philadelphia 3, Cincinnati 1. And at the end of 7, the Giants 6, Milwaukee 5. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch by Brosnan. Curve low and it's ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike to Hodges. Jim Brosnan checks the sign. Here's the 1-1 offering. Outside, ball 2, 2-1. Roger Craig and Don Bessem now in the bullpen for the Dodgers, just in case. Koufax has struck out 11. And the Cubs will have 2 more turns at bat. The 2-1 pitch to Gill. A half swing, and Gill couldn't check it in time. Strike 2, 2-2. Ball in the strike zone anyway, so it's a 2-2 count to Hodges. Boy, this National League race is really something, isn't it? A real dogfight. Hodges swings a ground ball to the left side. Shortstop Luttrell over, up with it. Played it first in time, and it's one gone. So they finally stop Hodges. After getting on 6 times, Gill grounds out. Joe Pignatano coming on now, batting 1,000, if you please, 1-for-1. One out, none on, seventh inning. Brosnan looks for a sign, winds and fires to Joe. Half swing, checked up, and it's ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes to Pignatano. Charlie Neal on deck. Don Zimmer to follow. Last of the seventh inning. Dodgers 7, the Cubs 2. Brosnan ready. The 1-0 pitch to Joe. Curve high for ball 2. In case you've joined us late, Campy got plunked in the chest by a pitched ball in the third. And with a score 6-0, Pignatano got the catching assignment, especially since Rube Walker has a couple of stitches in his right hand. So actually, Joe, the only able-bodied catcher, gets a big league look, and it looked very good. Takes a strike, and it's 2-1. But Joe's been riding that bench just saying, wait till I get in there, wait till I get in there. And here he is. And first catching role in the major leagues. Been in 1 ball game previous as a pinch runner. The 2-1 pitch to Joe. Strike 2. He takes a fastball, and it's 2-2. One out, none on. Dodgers batting in the seventh, leading 7-2. 1 hit allowed by Sandy Koufax. Dodgers have picked up 7. Two-two pitch on the way.
Swing and a miss. Down on strikes goes Pignatano. Strikeout number three for Jim Brosnan. That's 18 strikeouts in the game. And here's Charlie Neal. That's struck out, single to drive in a pair, and walk. One for two tonight. Neal hitting 274. Brosnan takes a lot of time between pitches now. Neal waits. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Morgan scoots over on the outfield grass. Makes his play just in time to get the flying Neal by on highlight. Post play at first. Side retired. So the Dodgers go out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and they left none. The end of seven innings of play. The score, the Dodgers 7, Chicago Cubs 2. Okay, Al, what you say?
Well, I say this. There are two terrific Sunday doubleheaders coming your way, folks. Matter of fact, some pretty tremendous baseball right down the line for the next 2 weeks. Next Sunday, a doubleheader, the Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds. Well, need we say more about that one? And the following Sunday, June 16th, that's Father's Day, the Dodgers will be playing the St. Louis Cardinals. And as a special note to the youngsters, if you'd like to treat your dad to a ball game and sit in our special TV Father's Day section, order your $2 reserve seats by mail. Send to Father's Day, Brooklyn Dodgers, Box 55, Brooklyn 1, New York. Each seat, $2, in our special TV Father's Day section. Sure hope that you're going to make arrangements to bring your daddy out for Father's Day. Show the old man you appreciate him a little bit. Is that right, Jerry?
That's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, get popping. Come on out here.
Yes, sir.
I don't imagine those kids that care much about coming to the ball game, would they? Oh, no.
They'll be really
getting on, Dad. Well, it's a real way for a father and a boy to get together. What better way than right here at the ball game?
How about a father and a daughter getting together,
Jerry? That's just as good, Al.
Why,
absolutely.
Sure. After all, you've got a cute daughter, and I'm very proud of mine.
Yes, sir, and she's going to bring me out here on Father's Day. How about yours?
I'll bring you out here Father's Day.
Okay, Father. Jerry Kendall will bat for Brosnan, who goes out for a batter now after going five innings, one run, three hits, struck out three and walked two. And we have two right-handers going in the Chicago bullpen now. We'll check them up for you. Jerry Kendall, an infielder, pinch hitting against Koufax. Takes a curve for strike one. Sandy with the 11 strikeouts. And the last time he pitched against the Cubs, he struck out 13. Well, he has six more outs. At least. Here's a strike on the corner, nothing and two. Sandy threw the changeup that time and got it over. Turk Lound joins Tom Pajolski in the bullpen. Lound and Pajolski. Fastball inside, ball one. One and two. Jerry Kendall pinch hitting for Jim Brosnan. Tomorrow night, same clubs over at Jersey City at Roosevelt Stadium, and back to Ebbets Field on Thursday. Fastball, pop foul back upstairs, and it's still one and two. Well, it's all over at Philadelphia. The Phillies red hot, 3. Cincinnati, 1. So the Dodgers can pick up a little ground on Cincinnati if they can win this one. The Giants lead Milwaukee. 6-5 through 7. A swing and a miss, and down he goes. Kendall out on a slow curve. Strike 3, and number 12 for Koufax. Bobby Morgan coming on now with one out. 12 strikeouts for Koufax, whose previous high this year is 13, whose major league high is 14. Struck out 14 in his second major league game. Here's the pitch. Strike with a curve at the knees on the inside corner. Nothing and one to Bob Morgan. Koufax started this inning with 58 strikeouts in 49 innings. Here's a liner hit in the hole to right field for a base hit. And Morgan is on. Cimoli fires it back in. That is hit number two for the Cubs off Koufax. Bob Speak coming on has walked, flied to right, and hit a home run. So Koufax rolling along here with a two-hitter. Now has 59 strikeouts to lead the National League. There goes the runner as Koufax winds, and there's no play made. Sandy kind of kicks in the dirt with his hand, realizing he kind of pulled a boo-boo there, going into a windup with the runner on, and Morgan just romps on down to second. Let's see if they give him a steal on that. Ball one count to Speak. Stolen base for Bob Morgan. Now Koufax takes his stretch. Here's the pitch. Inside, out of Pignatano's glove, but no advance by Morgan. Ball two on Bob Speak. Speak, a left-hand batter, has not felt the strikeout sting of Koufax yet. In fact, he belted a home run last time up. The 2-0 pitch. High and away, ball three. Speak hitting at 250, and Koufax goes behind him on the count, 3-0. One on his second, one out here in the eighth inning. Pinch batter Jerry Kindle struck out. Number 12 for Koufax. Number 19 in the game, and that record, of course, is 23. That's the National League record, yes. Here's a strike in at the letters on Speak, and it's 3-1. That 23 mark was tied the last time Koufax pitched against the Cubs when he got 13. Cub pitchers got 10. Drabowski 8, and Lyon had 2. 3-1, Koufax shakes off a sign, and Speak steps out. On its second, Bobby Morgan. Don Besson, Roger Craig behind Koufax in the Dodger bullpen. Sandy shakes it off again, and now we're going to have a conference. Koufax and Pignatano checking signs. And they might have a switch set on with a runner on at second base, and Sandy wants to make sure he doesn't cross him up. Three and one. Bob Speak waiting, left-hand batter. Koufax peers down to get it now. Okay. Checks, out of a stretch, delivers. Curve high over his head, and Speak is on with a walk. That's the fifth walk given up by Koufax, and Speak has gone two of them. Ernie Banks comes on now, has struck out twice and flied to center. So Banks, nothing for three, hitting 226. Two on for the Cubs in the eighth inning. One out. Dodger infield, double play depth. Dodgers lead 7-2, top of the eighth. Koufax, out of a stretch, delivers. Long fly ball, and there it goes. Deep to left field. This one is going. Yep. Home run for Ernie Banks. Well, before you know it, the Cubs are right back in the ball game now as Ernie Banks hit the three-run homer. It's 7-5, Dodgers lead. As Banks belted one back in the lower stands in left field for his sixth home run of the year and for another 1,000 luckies to the VA hospital at Montrose, New York. And here comes Walt Alston out to have a talk with Koufax. The Cubs have picked up 3 hits in the game, 2 have been home runs, and they've accounted for the 5 Chicago tallies. Hodges and Koufax at the mound, now waiting for Alston to come on. As Ernie Banks hit one to the stands, and it's 7-5 Brooklyn. Clem Levine now replaces Roger Craig in the Dodger bullpen and is throwing along with Don Besson. And the conference of the mound now, and Alston wants to find out about it. Sandy Koufax started the inning with no apparent sign of what was to come. Struck out pinch batter Kindle. And he's going to stay in. Alston coming on off. After Kindle struck out, Morgan stroked a single to right field. Stole second as Koufax went into a windup. Speak then drew a walk, and Banks powdered one for a home run. Here's Lee Walls up now. He has popped out, walked, and grounded out. He's none for two. Speak and Walls, the only Cubs who have not gone down on strike. Here's the pitch. A liner hit right to Zimmer for the out. Line drive to Don, and it's two away. Little Don just kind of squatted down and made the catch. So two away now as Frank Renega comes on. He has struck out three times. Seven-five, Dodgers lead. Top of the eighth, Cubs batting. Two outs, none on. Lucky Strike sending it to you from Ebbets Field. Here's a looper hitting the right center field for a base hit. This one's going to be in for extra bases, going to the wall. Renega around first, digs to second now. Snyder plays the ball in the corner. Renega turns and stops at second base. A double to right center field. And the Cubs now send up Dale Long with a tying run. How about that? Dodgers had a big lead of 7-0, and the Cubs now have come romping back to get in the ball game. And Koufax has been pitching brilliantly, but the home run ball has gotten him in trouble. That's just the fourth hit for Chicago. Two home runs, a single and a double, and here comes Austin again, and that may be all for Koufax, even though Dale Long, the left-hand batter, is due up next. We'll wait and see. Austin coming back to the mound to have a talk. For Chicago, two right-handers, Turk Lown and Tom Pajolski working. Austin now talking with Pignatano as they both walk to the mound to Koufax. Renega belted a double to right center. And Sandy, after achieving his 12th strikeout to start this inning, has been hammered around here rather thoroughly by the Cubs. A line single to right, a walk, a long home run to left, a line out to shortstop, and a double to right center field, and he's going to leave the ball game, and Clem Levine will come on. So Koufax, after a rather brilliant performance tonight, falls off in the eighth inning, and the Cubs find the range on him and pick up three runs and bring the tying run to bat with two outs, one on. Dale Long due up to face the oncoming Clem Levine from the bullpen for the Dodgers. Well, while Clem makes the long walk in here and gets his warm-up tosses down to Joe Pignatano, let's turn over to Al now and get a rundown on the Lucky Strike scoreboard, Al.
All right, Jerry, checking up on that Milwaukee-New York ball game. It's quite a tussle at the end of eight innings. It's all tied at 6-6. 6-6 between Milwaukee and the Giants at the end of eight. Round of applause for Sandy Koufax as he leaves the mound and Clem Levine comes on. Philadelphia tonight defeated Cincinnati 3-1. St. Louis and Pittsburgh at the end of six innings. It's St. Louis 4, Pittsburgh 3. The Yankees and Cleveland in the American League at the end of seven innings. It is the Yankees 6, and Cleveland has 4. Boston and Chicago at the end of 5.5 innings, no score. Boston and Chicago scoreless end of 5.5. Washington and Detroit at the end of 2.5 innings, Washington leading Detroit 2-1. Baltimore and Kansas City at the end of half an inning. Baltimore nothing, Kansas City now coming to bat. Well, that's everything off the Lucky Strike scoreboard. I think Jerry has Levine's record all checked up for us as Clem takes the mound. He'll be pitching to Dale Long here in the eighth inning, in which the Chicago Cubs, as Jerry told you, to get back in the ball game, have scored three times. And Ernaga's double with two outs, placed him at second base, and Dale Long is always trouble. So, Jerry, how about it?
Okay, Long is struck out, walked and fouled out, and Levine now comes in for the 20th time this year. Clem's record is 3-0. He has saved six. Now trying to save this one for Koufax. Here's the stretch, the look, and the pitch. Curve, high and outside, ball one. Roger Craig now working alone in the bullpen for the Dodgers. Levine has worked 41 and two-thirds innings and has allowed just 8 earned runs. Winning 3, losing none. Struck out 25 and walked 9. 1-0 count to left-hand batter Dale Long. Two outs, one on. The pitch, curve for a strike, and it's 1-1. Koufax worked 7 and two-thirds innings. Allowed 5 runs, just 4 hits. Struck out 12 and walked 5. So Sandy with a fine performance, weakened a bit in the eighth, and the Cubs got three runs on Ernie Banks' homer with two aboard. The double by Arnega then brought Austin out for the second time and Levine in the pitch. The 1-1 pitched along. Ground ball down the first baseline. Hodges makes a one-hand grab on the line, and the side is retired. As Hodges carried the ball to the bag for the out in time on long. So that's all in the eighth inning. Levine comes in and makes three pitches and gets the side out. For Chicago, three runs on three hits, no errors, and they left one. So at the end of the top of the eighth inning, the score, the Dodgers 7, Chicago 5. Al?
Well, fans, would you like to take a guess at the time here in Brooklyn? Let's see how close you can get. Well, if you said it's about 10:30, then you'd be about right. And if you went a little further and said it was also light-up time, well, then you're thinking the same as I am. That's it. Time to touch a match to a lucky strike. Time to settle back to the real, deep-down smoking enjoyment of this truly genuine cigarette. And believe me, a lucky is just that. Genuine because it's all cigarettes. All fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Light up a lucky. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. To the last half of the eighth inning. On this Lucky Strike broadcast, Don Zimmer will be the first man up for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Then Levine is due, and then Amoros. And out here to fire to him is a right-hander named Tom Pajolski. And Jerry's got his record all checked up for us. Jerry?
Okay, Al. Tom has won none, lost two. This is his 10th appearance. He's started five. And he's warming up now with catcher Cal Neiman as Don Zimmer stands by, waiting to start it off here in the last of the eighth inning. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5, last of the eighth. And the Cubs used the home run ball to get right back in the contest. A two-run homer by Bob Speak in the sixth inning and a three-run homer by Ernie Banks in the eighth. We've had four home runs. The Dodgers have hit a pair, Snyder and Hodges. And for the Cubs, Speak and Banks. We've had one double play, so we had up 5,000 luckies to the VA hospital at Montrose, New York tonight for a total of 31 out of a quota of 34,000. So we're still going along. Don Zimmer steps in now. Little Don has struck out, hit the double play, and flied out. So he's nothing for three and hitting 225. Tom Pajolski, big right-hander, formerly with the Cardinals. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5, bottom of the 8th. Here's the pitch to Don. Fastball is looped up past the mound. Morgan comes in from second, makes his play in time for the out, one away. Zimmer had that ball jammed right on his fist and hit on the handle of the bat out towards second base. A little squibber picked up there by Morgan for the play. One out, here comes Levine. Clem as a batter has been up there 10 times, has one base hit. And the guys still talk about that one as Clem belted one to the left center field wall and got a single out of it. Levine coming on with one out, none on, eighth inning. Amoros on deck and Gilliam to follow. The Dodgers got three in the first, three in the third, and one in the fifth. Chicago got two in the sixth and three in the eighth. And as of this moment, the starting pitchers, Dick Groff for Chicago and Koufax for Brooklyn, are the pitchers of decision. Here's the pitch by Pajolski. Curveball bounced one hop to Banks at third. His play is in time easily to get Levine. Two up and two down here in the eighth. Sandy Amoros coming on is none for three and hitting 302. Sandy on the corner for a strike one. 0-1 on Amoros. 9,300 out for the ball game tonight here at Ebbets Field. Dodgers back home opening up a 15-day stand. Pitch to Amoros. Inside corner for strike two. Nothing two to Pajolski, pitching to Amoros. One, two. The right-hander winds and fires. Curveball in the dirt, ball one. That's the first bat when he's dished up here this inning. One and two to Amoros. Lucky strike, happy to send it to you tonight from Ebbets Field, Brooklyn. The Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5. Curveball swung on and missed, strike three. And Amoros now runs down the line as the ball was dropped by Niemann. Niemann chased him several steps, gave up, and then lobbed the ball to Long from foot out. So that's strikeout number one for Pajolski, and for Cub pitching, eight. For Dodger pitching, 12. Side retired in order in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And so at the end of eight innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 7, the Cubs 5. And now here's Al.
Well, say, fans, you ever hear the expression good bulbs? Translated, that's baseball talk for a player with sharp eyes and a good sense of the strike zone. A guy who takes the bad ones and gets lots of wood on the good ones. Now try this one. Real smoking enjoyment. If you want to know what that means, just you light up a Lucky. Why a Lucky? Oh, that's easy, too. A Lucky's a genuine cigarette. All fine tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Yes, sir. Smoking a Lucky is a genuine pleasure. A pleasure you can help yourself to right now. Enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Well, Jerry, it's the last call for the Chicago Cubs. Top of the ninth.
Okay, Levine out to try to hold him back. Goes through the bottom third of the order with Cal Niemann, the catcher, Jack Luttrell, the shortstop, and then the pitcher's spot due up. We'll see what's going to happen. Niemann out. He has gone down on strikes twice and flat out once. Sandy Koufax started and breezed along till he got in trouble in the eighth inning. He'd allowed one hit and two runs until that time. And then in the eighth, the Cubs tagged him for three runs. The big blow home run to Ernie Banks with two on. Niemann waits. Ninth inning, Levine delivers. The fastball is blown outside. Ball one. Dodgers 7. Cubs 5. Brooklyn now trying to close them out here in the ninth inning and open the homestand on a happy note and also gain ground on the Red Legs. A swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike one. 1-1 count. For Chicago, Turk Lound continues to throw in the bullpen. 12 strikeouts for Koufax and 8 by Chicago pitchers for a total of 20 tonight. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball is outside. 1-1. 2-1. Casey Wise throwing a few in the bullpen also to get an arm loose. In case the ball game's prolonged, he might get into action. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball is just a little bit low, ball three. 3-1 now on catcher Cal Niemann. Dodger bullpen quiet. Levine out trying to make his seventh save of the year. This is his 20th appearance. 3-1 pitch. Fly ball to center field. Snyder moves in a step, comes over to his left 2 or 3 steps, pounds the glove, and makes the grab for the out. Niemann skies to Snyder straight away in center. And before Jack Luttrell comes on, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodgers games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodgers schedule of games at home and away. You're free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write Baseball, WOKO, Albany, New York.
Luttrell will not bat. Outfielder Jim Bolger will bat for him. And that's why Wise is warming up in the bullpen. Here's the pitch now. Bolger takes a strike, 0-1. Chicago Cub utility outfielder Jim Bolger batting with one out in the ninth and Levine trying to slam the door in their face. Here's the pitch. Curve, low outside, ball one. 1-1 to Bolger. Pajolski is due up next. But Walt Morin is out in the on-deck circle swinging a couple of bats. One count. The bind winds and fires. Curveball, nub foul off to the right to the Dodger bat rack. Captain Pee Wee Reese comes out of the dugout to make the play on that one. Pee Wee's still out with that full side muscle. One ball, two strikes on pinch hitter Jim Bolger. Lowne has stopped throwing in the bullpen for Chicago now. He's been down there for several innings, so perhaps he's had enough. Umpire Tom Gorman rubs up a new one for Levine, lobs it out to him. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5. We're in the ninth inning. One out, none on. Milwaukee now has scored in the ninth and lead the Giants 7-6, top of the ninth. Philly beats Cincinnati 3-1. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, a fly ball to right field. Simone coming fast for it. Can't get it at the base hit. Bolger on dunking one into right near the line. A base hit for the Chicago Cubs. That is hit number 5 for Chicago. The first off Levine. And it brings on Walt Morin, another pinch batter. Morin swings that bat with a lot of authority. Has good power. He's a left-hand batter. So again, the Cubs now send the tying run to the plate. And Pignatano goes out to talk to Levine. And it might be that Joe, rather new in this National League catching business, is going to ask Clem how he wants to pitch to him. So Pajolski is out after working one inning, and he got the side out in order. And Morin now, Walt Morin, coming on to bat. Like the last time the Cubs were here, Morin belted a home run off Levine to get a tie-up ball game. Grand slammer that time. Here's a curveball for strike one. That tied the ball game up. We played about 4-1. Levine delivers. Fastball on the corner for strike two to Morin. I only missed it the sixth, Alan. Strike two count. Walt Morin, pinch hitting for pitcher Tom Pajolski. One out, one on, ninth inning. Cubs batting, Dodgers lead 7-5. Levine delivers. Curve low for a ball, 1-2. On deck is Bobby Morgan, Chicago second baseman. Pinch batter Jim Bolger on first. Single to right field with one out. Cubs have 5 hits. Dodgers have 7. Curveball bounced foul off the first base side. Hits the box seat railing and rolls out toward the foul line. And the first base umpire Hal Dixon throws it out. One ball, two strikes on pinch batter Walt Morin. Don Bessett now back to the firing line in the bullpen for the Dodgers. One and two. Here's the pitch. Curveball looped into left field along the line, peeling off, foul, out of play. Morin swinging late. Sliced or foul down the left field line. 1-2. Dodger infield a bit to the right and double play depth. Neal way wide at third. Zimmer halfway up and over a bit toward second. Gilliam back about normal depth on the right side. And Hodges moving in and out behind the runner at first. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball. 2-2 now on Walt Morin. Pinch hitter here in the ninth inning. Dodgers 7. Chicago Cubs 5, first game of the series. Tomorrow night, they'll be at Jersey City. Thursday night, right back here at Ebbets Field. And over the weekend, it'll be Cincinnati
single games on Friday night and Saturday afternoon, doubleheader Sunday. Here's the pitch. Fastball, high outside, ball three. And now Labine has worked the count out full in the spot. 3-2 on the hitter, Walt Morin, with one out, one on. And the Dodger lead, two runs. So now we'll see how Chicago's going to play it. Bolger at first runs good. Has good speed, and we'll see if they're going to let him go. With the Cubs two runs behind, they might play it safe. 3-2. Labine checked. Bolger holding, and the pitch is swung on a liner to center. Snyder coming on fast, can't play it. Base hit, and Bolger goes in and holds at second base. Snyder's throw comes to Zimmer at the cutoff spot, and the Cubs have the tying runs on now with Bobby Morgan coming on. And two pinch hitters in a row for Bob Stepping deliver, and the Cubs have two on with one out, and Bobby Morgan coming on, struck out, flat out, walked and singled, scored twice. And it looks like we're going to have a runner now, Morin, and it'll probably be Wise, an infielder who was running in the who was throwing in the bullpen, and we'll see. Casey Wise coming on to run. And here's a change for the Dodgers now. Carl Farrello is going to right field. Gino Cimoli will go to left field, and out will come Sandy Amaral. So for the defense, Austin makes the change and sends Farrello to right here in the ninth. Into left field goes Cimoli. And a runner at first base for Morin is Casey Wise. All kinds of changes going on in this ball game, far from being over, as the Cubs now have roared back from a 7-0 deficit to a spot where it's 7-5, and they have the tying runs on with one out in the ninth, and Labine trying to get him out.
Number 7,
Casey Wise. Casey Wise, pinch runner for Morin, who singled to center on the 3-2 pitch. So while all this is going on, let's light up a lucky, lean back, and see what happens. Things getting a bit hectic here at Ebbets Field tonight. Labine now ready to work on Morgan. It's 1-for-3. Here's the pitch. Foul ball at the plate. Strike one. Koufax, for 5 innings, had thrown a no-hitter at the Cubs. Then in the sixth, he walked Morgan, and then Speak hit a home run, the first hit and two runs. Then in the eighth, after he struck out the first man, Morgan singled, Speak walked, and Banks hit a home run to make it 7-5. Then after Walls lined out, Ornega doubled, and that brought on Labine. Slim got the third out then, Dale Long, and now got the first out in the ninth, but back-to-back single to put the Cubs right back in business. The 0-1 pitch. Inside for ball, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ninth inning. Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 5. 7 hits for Brooklyn and 6 for Chicago. Here's the look in the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 1-2. Labine working on Morgan with Bob Speak on deck. The Dodger infield of a play depth. Giants tied it up in the ninth inning. Boy, what a ball game that one is. 7-7. The runs have been mostly one at a time in that one. Here's the pitch. A pop fly at second base. Gilliam comes in. Infield fly rule is on, and Gilliam makes the play. Morgan is out. He broke his bat. Killing right off the fist. So there are two outs now, and Bob Speak coming on as the last hope for Chicago. But he's had a pretty good night. He walked, flied out, hit a home run, and walked. Scored twice. Hitting 250, 1-for-2 tonight. If the Dodgers can hang on and win, they'll move to within 2 games of the top. The Phillies now have moved to within 1 of the top. 1.5, is it? 1.5. All right, left-hand batter, Bob Speak, facing Clem Labine with 2 out, 2 on in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Curve strike. Nothing in one. Fans kind of holding their breath here at Ebbets Field.
And for you, well, light up a lucky and let's see. 0-1 on Bob Speak, left-hand batter, hitting in the number two spot for Chicago. Here's the check and here's the pitch. Foul ball bounced off to the left of the plate, strike two. Levine is now one strike away from recording his seventh save of the year to give Koufax his fourth win, but that's a mighty big pitch. So let's just wait and see. Strike two as Speak steps out now. The Cubs have Bolger at second and Wise at first. Dodgers with a two-run lead here in the ninth inning. Outfield around to the right, infield also. Waiting as Levine comes set, delivers. Outside with a fastball, 1-2. Clem tried to make him chase a bad one, but Speak wouldn't go for it. 1-2 to Bob Speak. Levine ready again. The 1-2 look. Here's the pitch. Curve, outside, ball two. Just missed the outside corner. Clem trying to bend one in over that corner and trying to keep the ball away from Speak. Keep him from pulling toward that short right field wall. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5, 2 out, 2 on, ninth inning. And a 2-2 count on the batter, Bob Speak. Levine ready. Checks the runners, out of a stretch. Delivers. Got him swinging. Down he goes. Strike three on a curveball into the hands. Speak is out. The Dodgers win. For Levine, strikeout number one. And for the Cubs in the ninth, no runs, two hits, no errors. They left two on. Well, that's the ball game, fans. The final score, the Dodgers 7, the Cubs 5. We'll be back with a final recap of the game in just a moment. But first, here's pretty Miss Dorothy Collins.
Lucky strike, lucky strike, better painting, lucky strike, lucky strike, lucky strike, it's toasted for the taste you like. Every day more people say that Lucky's do taste better. So hurry on down to the shop you like and buy a carton of Lucky Strike. And buy a carton of Lucky Strike.
Well, here are your totals for tonight's Brooklyn Dodger win. For the Dodgers, 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 6 men on tonight. And the winning pitcher is Sandy Koufax. He went 7 2/3 innings. He's now won 4 times. Twice he has lost. 2 home runs hit tonight for the Dodgers. Snyder had 1 in the 3rd inning. And Hodges had 1 in the 5th inning. For the Chicago Cubs, 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 6 men on here tonight. Their starting pitcher, Dick Drott, is the loser. His record is now 3 wins. And 6 losses, and he loses to the Dodgers the first time he faces them. He's 0-1 with them. And as far as the series between these two clubs is concerned, the Cubs have won no ball games, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have won 4. So tomorrow night, it'll be Drysdale and Kaiser over at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City for 7:55 airtime. Final score again is the Dodgers 7 and the Cubs 5. We'd like to remind you again that tonight's game, like every Brooklyn Dodger game throughout the season, was brought to you by the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer, and by Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. Remember now to tune us in again tomorrow evening for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. Final score again here, the Dodgers 7 and the Chicago Cubs 5. And now this is Al Helfer on behalf of Jerry Doggett, Vin Scully, speaking for Lucky Strike Cigarettes and Schaefer Beer in cooperation with Sports Network, wishing you all a very pleasant good evening from Ebbets Field.
Now stay tuned for Sports Extra.
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodger games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodger schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address and write baseball, WOKO, Albany, New York. Stay tuned for a musical interlude and the news at 11 o'clock.